Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we talk about the top headlines of the news each day, but every now and then it's fun to set those headlines aside and get to know some personalities that you may be familiar with on some level. And my next guest, you may be familiar with them, particularly if you're like my bride, who is addicted to TLC and has, for all the years, seen all the shows that they've done. I'm not nearly as rabid a TLC viewer, but I know there are a lot of people that listen to me that are, and I'm pleased to introduce Jeremy and Audrey Roloff, who are former co-stars and fan favorites from TLC's Little People, Big World, maybe the most politically incorrect title of a TV show I've ever seen. I don't know. But Jeremy and Audrey, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Thanks for having us. A pleasure.
So did you ever... I'm totally politically incorrect. So I just always, when I'd see the promo, I was like, well, that's offensive. Why did they get to?
I think we're all politically correct at this point.
Well, it's good to have you here. Hey, something that some of people listening to me may not know is that you are both very committed Christians. And you care very passionately about marriage and divorce and the impact that is happening on our culture. Talk to me a little bit about your work and what this new project, A Love Letter Life, is all about.
Yeah, so we believe in a very strong way that marriages, relationships rather, hold the power to interpret how we experience life, whether that be misery or joy, right? So if you're in healthy, strong relationships, marriage being the strongest of them all, you know, like, why would we not want to press into that and make it healthy and make it work and get creative and intentional and ultimately remain faithful? And so that's what most of our work revolves around. It's just that concept. And this book is kind of an overflow of that. A Love Letter Life. We just want everyone to press into their own unique story, be creative, be intentional, and ultimately stay faithful. So we believe it'll equip people, inspire them, and ultimately ignite them to do just that.
What's the concept of the book?
So the concept of the book, the book's called A Love Letter Life, but the subtitle is Pursue Creatively, Date Intentionally, and Love Faithfully. So we just hope that we can give the reader tools through the lens of stories and things that we've experienced, things that we did well, things that we failed in, and to hopefully do just that wherever they're at in their love story, whether they're single and preparing for it or, you know, years into marriage. We believe that you can pursue creatively, date intentionally, and love faithfully. And so that is just our hope and prayer for this book, is that it will do that for everyone that reads it.
So we go through our whole story. We kind of go through our whole story and say how we did that and how the reader can too.
Yeah. I was about to say, so where did the story begin for you guys?
Yeah. So we met on a blind date nine years ago, and a lot of people watched our wedding. 2.3 million people watched it on TLC, which is wild. And it was in a large part a catalyst into what we're doing now. But nobody really followed our story. They didn't really cover any of that. And so, about 9 years ago is when we met and kind of started our journey, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Set up by friends on a blind date, essentially, but they were trusted friends. So we both decided to concede and go, since neither of us had ever been on a blind date before, but we trusted our friends enough that they must have seen something in both of us. So.
Yeah. Well, and to, you know, on some level, you know, everybody that has been married has the story of how they met and what happened. But where did it become kind of like the passion that you have now to make marriage, you know, kind of the special place that it needs to be in order for it to be healthy and to last? Because when you talk about what is happening in the culture and how many people enter into marriages and then those marriages end up ending, there is a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of damage that's done. There's a lot of children that are, you know, they catch emotional shrapnel, if you will, from the fallout. And there's more reasons to stay invested in a marriage and to make that marriage work and to be healthy and to be good than just the two people that are involved. But if you get the two people involved, it seems to me the benefit to society is also quite great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so well said. And in large part, just speaking to culture in our generation, we feel like there's not a ton of resources of people necessarily in the storm with them. You know, our age or just kind of walking into that marriage time of life. And so we want to really speak to people preparing more for their marriage than their wedding, because I think in many senses, we've got all these people preparing for the picture perfect wedding, but failing to prepare for the promise. And so we spend a lot of attention on that. And those are kind of character traits that will obviously, you know, follow you into marriage and ultimately into that, you know, into the history. But yeah.
Yeah, that's well said. So the book covers a bunch of different things. One of the things that you guys speak to is the purity issue before marriage. Now, in this culture, even in church culture, if you and I dated late in life, so I was someone that didn't get married until my early 30s, and so there was a whole different kind of acceptance level of what people were willing to I would say compromise on at that stage, that age of life, than there were even when I was in high school and college. And it kind of shocked me that a lot of that came from Christian circles. What's your best advice on how to navigate a particular culture, even the church culture in America, where being pure just doesn't matter anymore?
Yeah, I think we need to definitely have a perspective shift. And this isn't going to be probably the most practical, like, you know, highlight takeaway, but I think our perspective has shifted as a culture, and our perspective doesn't necessarily promote marriages that last, because what's the point of a marriage that necessarily lasts, is faithful and intentional and purposeful, if the whole point you're getting married is to, like, be happy? Yes, marriage will make you happy, and there are feelings that come from it, but if that's the purpose, which I believe in many ways it is in today's culture, then obviously we're going to come up shorthanded. So I think just, like, getting back to the real purpose of marriage is very, very important. And I mean, I like to draw the parallel of, like, every single successful sports team, business, you know, you name it, company, they all have a defined purpose. They have a mission. They have goals to achieve that mission. They have yearly summit meetings. They have weekly team building exercises. It's like, no wonder they're succeeding, but yet we're not doing that with our marriages. It's right. Like, well, what if, Gary Thomas said it best, what if marriage was designed to make us holy, not happy? That's the perspective shift I think culture needs to get back to. And when we do that, we will start finding a lot more fulfillment in our marriages, both young and old.
Well, and not just fulfillment in the marriage. You'll find more fulfillment as a human being. Like, our identity of who we are becomes more complete at that point. Okay, the other thing that you hit on is date nights. And for people that have been married a while, sometimes, you know, getting all the kids in bed and, you know, filling out the week and making the grocery runs and I just want to die by Saturday night. What's the best date night idea that people haven't tried yet?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
I think one of the things for us, like, when times are like that, just really busy, crazy, we have an 18-month-old daughter, you know, and we have our hands in a lot of fires. We're doing a lot of things. But one of the things that has been fun for us is just after we put our daughter to bed, we play a game, like, make ourselves a drink, sit by the fire, and we just do something where we will be enjoying each other's presence and laughing and actually playing together, not having a serious conversation about kids, finances, work, whatever, just actually trying to enjoy each other's presence. And it doesn't have to be this, you know, nice romantic dinner to do that. It doesn't have to cost you a bunch of money. It's just about being intentional to carve out that space to do it. And like you said, it doesn't even have to be that long, but just the consistency of it, I think, is what's the key. It's like, it doesn't have to be this 5-hour date night. It can be a 30-minute game. But if you do it every week over and over and over, those are little deposits that you're putting into your relationship that you can draw on. And so that's just been something that has been a fun way for us to just have that moment and just breathe together for a little bit if we can't go on, like, you know, a date night out.
Really, really well done. Congratulations, Jeremy and Audrey Roloff. You can find their website at beating50%.com. That's the 50%, the marriage quotient. Beating 50% Instagram, you can check that out. Audrey and Jeremy both have their own Instagrams as well. And you can also check out their podcast. That is also available. So check all of that out. And Jeremy and Audrey, thanks for stopping by Kevin McCullough Radio. We'll do it again sometime.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
God bless. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.